Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope as you're listening to this, you're building your confidence day by day, week over week, and becoming the person you already are. You just haven't stepped into that skin yet. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Thank you for your patience. I've been away from the mic for a while. It's been hard because I miss you and I miss podcasting, but I definitely needed to redirect time, focus, and attention to some other things over the last couple months. And that includes the Mind Shift Meditations podcast, my new podcast with Shell Hamilton. I need to give her a shout out because a few weeks ago, she won an award. She won an Academy of Podcasters award. So congrats, Shell, on that. At the end of this episode, I will share with you the most popular episode from Mind Shift Meditations. But right now I want to start, and it wasn't going to be a series, but as I was looking through all the requests, this is going to be a series on the topic of the workplace. Now I apologize, I cannot read out everyone's request for this topic, but there are a couple which captured the request nicely. One is from Nora on Instagram. She said, "Hi Josie, right now I'm a bit anxious about work. I feel like I'm not progressing, but too insecure to leave my current position and work somewhere else. I also have insecurities that other colleagues are trying to undermine me when I think it's all in my head." Thanks, Nora, for sharing. And also Chelsea shared on Instagram a request for confidence in the workplace. She says, "I was thinking of self-belief, overcoming anxiety in the workplace, and affirmation to build my confidence. A podcast I can go to when in doubt at work and encouraging confidence within me." Thank you, Chelsea, and to everyone else. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. This is Affirmations for Confidence at Work. I am honest with myself. Instead of judging myself, I create and execute a plan to improve myself. I invest in my confidence. My confidence colors my competence. I prepare for a confident day. From the moment I open my eyes, I think confidently. I move confidently. I dress confidently. And I immerse myself in a state of security, of authenticity, knowing my strengths, knowing my value, plugging into that deep and rich joy I have for why I work where I work. I would never have gotten this job if they didn't believe in me. I am employed here because they have confidence in me, and it's my role and responsibility to have confidence in myself. So as I prepare for a confident day, I acknowledge the skills I want to improve at work. I research how to tackle challenges at work. When I'm unsure of something, I find out, I figure it out. I think of the value in all that I do. And as I practice improving skills, tackling challenges, and figuring things out, I build my confidence, I build my skills, and I build my productivity. I listen to feedback, I evaluate the feedback and decide whether it's something to work on or not. I make sure I don't sweat the mistakes. I think big, start small, and adjust as I go. I pace myself in learning new things, in trying new things. I don't expect change overnight. I totally play to my strengths, but I also take on new challenges. I love the growing through doing, practicing, and building my skills and self-confidence. I love when I get out of my head and into my hands and feet and getting things done. If there's a failure, I turn the failure into function, making sure it serves the purpose of teaching me, guiding me, and leading me. I adapt to change while staying the authentic me. I easily establish rapport and empathy in all my collaborations. I push myself out of my fear zone and step into my confidence building zone. And I am clear on what will increase my confidence. Instead of being swayed by do this and don't do that, think this and don't think that, be this and don't be that, I am grounded and rooted in conducting myself in what feels true, authentic, and professional to me. I dress for the job I want. I brand myself with every move I make. I don't have to know it all, but to get to where I want to go, I have to have the attitude of learning and growing every day. I am a problem solver. I am a figure outer. I am a strategizer. I am disciplined and efficient. I am so much braver than I know. I am so much stronger than my fears. I keep positive when there's drama at work. I know how to set boundaries with people and with the emotions and thoughts that aren't serving my confidence. I keep practicing and I correct the mistakes as I go. I keep learning through doing. I don't just accept, but I love and I'm so confident in what I do really well. And I know every new skill I'm learning, it's building my confidence. I ask the right questions to the right people. I ask the right questions to myself. Is what I'm doing today helping me get to where I want to be tomorrow? I catch myself when I tell myself I can't and transform that into a how could I? I build on my successes, big and small. And I am not just capable and successful, I'm fun. I'm having fun while I build my confidence and give my best to my work. Deep down, I know when I'm showing up with my best and I know when I'm not. Not only can I learn from when I didn't show up with my best, I don't make excuses. I own my stuff and I start again on the path I want to be on, showing up as my best, staying focused on my role, excelling at my job, not letting things hold me back, especially in my mindset. I'm showing up to work with the best I can give. And this includes how much sleep I get, the quality of sleep I get, my level of fitness and nutrition, where I'm getting spiritual, where I'm finding connection in my off-work time. I get around people who are confident. I learn to communicate confidence. I'm optimistic. It's all about a win-win for everyone. I'm open to suggestions. I'm happy to contribute. I'm engaged. I'm positive. I'm cheerful. I'm proactive. I speak clearly. I hold my head high. I answer questions assuredly and readily admit when I don't know something. I do what I believe is right. I am consistent. I am clear. I am efficient. I am disciplined. I am willing to take risks and go the extra mile to achieve the best that is possible. I am comfortable accepting compliments and praise. I am gracious when admitting mistakes and learning from them. I can cope with what's happening at work because I work at it. I know that managing work life isn't just about the to-do list. It's about all the intangible things. And it starts with me. No one has to know what I'm doing to build my confidence. I just do what I need to do to build my confidence. I draw my confidence from real, solid achievement. And I define what achievement is at work. I know with my confidence, I can take informed risks. I can stretch myself and attempt things that I never thought I could or would. I believe in myself. I believe because I know what I'm capable of. I hold the power to adjust my mindset, my attitude, my presence, my communication, and my focus. I can name so many things I'm great at. I can name so many characteristics and values in me that are so beneficial for work. I know my consistency and my dependability and my reliability is being noticed. I will shine in this. I am shining even now. In front of me is the opportunity to show the world what I've got, to show the world what I can do, to show the world who I can be. It starts here, it starts now, and this is exciting. Every day, I apply myself and I'm building the career that is uniquely mine. So confidence, let's enjoy this ride together. That is my gift for you today. I gotta admit, I was smiling through a lot of those affirmations, and I hope they spark something in you to just totally take it to the next level at work. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love AquaTrue? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this, it makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off and your helping support to Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. In my last episode, I announced that I started a new podcast with my friend Shell Hamilton. It is called the Mind Shift Meditations Podcast. It is a meditation buffet because we are highlighting different people who lead the meditations, and we've kicked it off by highlighting 2 very special people, Lane Kennedy and also Annemiek van Helsdingen. Annemiek leads the meditation in episode 4, and that is currently our top download. So if you'd like to check it out, the topic of that meditation is leading a soulful life, and you can get it at mindshiftmeditations.com/EP004. That's mindshiftmeditations.com/EP004. I also want to say thank you to everyone who's been sending me such nice messages in Instagram. I announced earlier this week that I would be returning to the mic. And to answer Vivian's question, am I back for good? I am back. And my plan at this point is to publish every 2 weeks. So in a couple weeks, you will get affirmations for dealing with workplace criticism, bullies, and toxic people. It's a request that's come in from quite a few listeners. Now go be the confident you. Go know the confident you and go love the confident you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shell Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.